Well, good morning. It is 16 minutes after 8 a.m. You're tuned to your community radio station, Raven Radio, KCAW, in Sitka, where it's 52 degrees, mostly cloudy and breezy. Joining me in the studio is Andrea Thomas, Outreach and Enrollment Manager with Search, here to talk about the Affordable Care Act. Welcome to Morning Edition, Andrea.
It's great to be here, Melissa.
Well, you have a lot to talk about because open enrollment is happening now until February 15th, and there are some quick deadlines approaching. Can you talk about those?
That's right. So open enrollment started November 15th and ends February 15th. But in order to get insurance that starts January 1st, you have until December 15th, which is just this weekend. And so because of that, we're actually having a presentation this Thursday from noon to 1. And that's a time to really get a great understanding about the health insurance marketplace, about the different insurance plans, and so that you can best pick what you need for yourself and your family. And also, we're following up with a group enrollment at UAS from 11 to 1 on Saturday. We have a great partner with the University of Alaska Southeast, and they're opening up their great student success center for us with the computers and internet. So feel free to come in there at that time, and we can assist you as you're figuring out, maneuvering through the website.
So this is really important to remember. If you want your health insurance to start January 1st, you need to get enrolled this week by the 15th. Well, who is this for? Who is the Affordable Care Act for?
So I think it's really important. There's a lot of controversy about the Affordable Care Act, but it is a law. It went into effect in 2010. And while it's very confusing to people, it still is the law, which says that everybody needs to be covered by health insurance, or they may face a tax penalty, or they could also get an exemption. So I think one of the important things to remember is that it's not too surprising that the Affordable Care Act is confusing. In fact, Medicare was passed in 1965, and that's still incredibly confusing to people. So that's why it's so important. There's lots of ways to get insurance, but in order to get assistance paying for insurance, the health insurance marketplace is the only place that helps with that. And there's lots of ways to get on the health insurance marketplace. You can go online, if you're savvy, at healthcare.gov. And that's important, healthcare.gov, because there's a lot of fake websites out there. And so it's important to do healthcare.gov. So if your computer savvy, you can go on the computer, and it's working great now. Unlike last year, this year it's working great. You can also call on their toll-free line 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. So you can do it all by phone. And that's 1-800-318-2596. You can also get local assistance. So if you'd rather come in and meet one-on-one with somebody, at Search, we have two people, myself, Andrea Thomas, and Allison McIntyre, who provide that service. And also in Alaska, you can dial 211, and that's a navigator agency, United Way, and there's going to be a navigator on that line that can help you with your questions. So there's lots of ways to go about getting health insurance that's affordable.
So this is for people who do not have health insurance. So if you have it through your work, or you've been offered it through your workplace, or if you've already bought it independently, this is not for you.
That's right. So if you already have insurance, if you're covered by Medicare, Medicaid, veterans benefits, your employer insurance, you're good to go. You don't have to do anything. You're good to go. So it's just the people who don't have health insurance coverage. And also this, it's a little bit tricky for, there's some people that are offered insurance through their employer, but have chosen not to accept it because they felt like it was too expensive. You actually can't apply for health insurance on the marketplace unless you can prove that what you pay is over 9.5% of your income. So it's really important. If you have questions about it, that's why I encourage people to come to the presentation. I encourage people to call us at Search at 966-8883 or 966-8883 or 966-8662.
Now,
so many numbers.
If people already enrolled, if they enrolled last year, they need to re-enroll, correct?
Yes. So a lot of people that enrolled last year have tons of questions because they've got these letters from the insurance companies that are basically freaking them out because it says they're going to pay so much more. That's actually not the case. But they need to go in, again, by the website, by calling in, by coming in and seeing us one-on-one. They need to update their information. And what I found is that people might pay a little bit more, but nothing like the $1,000 that's being said in the letter. So don't panic. Just go in, re-enroll. You can choose a new plan, and hopefully we'll have time to talk about some of these plans here.
Well, let's talk about the affordability exemption. There are folks who do not need to do this because their income is at a certain level.
Right. So for people, now a lot of people have heard about the GAP, which is basically the Affordable Care Act. The health insurance marketplace is set up for people that make between 100% and 400% federal poverty level. So, for example, an adult, a single person, that would be between $14,580 and basically $58,000. So if you fall below that $14,580, you fall in what's considered the gap. Because how the Affordable Care Act was set up is that the federal government was going to give money to states to expand Medicaid. Well, Alaska, our governor didn't accept that money. Now, we do have a new governor, and he said he was going to expand Medicaid. So it's really important for people that fall in that income level to apply for the health insurance marketplace so that you're in the system when Medicaid does expand, if he expands it. So there's exemptions for people. The people that can't afford insurance can have an affordability exemption, and that exemption happens at tax time. There's a number of different exemptions from if you're a domestic violence victim, different hardship exemptions. All tribal citizens can file exemptions because they're covered by the IHS. So if you have questions about that, you want to see, I didn't get insurance last year, I want to see if I can get an exemption, give us a call.
So these are all exemptions, which mean you will not get fined.
That's right.
Because, however, for those of you who do qualify for this and you do not have insurance, if you don't sign up, you're getting a fine.
Right. So this next tax filing time is going to be the time when people will see the fines. So if you didn't get any insurance this year, it'll be $95 for an adult, half that for youth, or 1% of your income, whichever is greater. And that could be, there's a cap to that of $3,600. So if you don't have insurance and you don't file an exemption, you will face a tax penalty for not following the law and having insurance.
Okay. So what else do we need to cover? You mentioned that Alaska Native individuals can qualify for an exemption, but they actually might want to apply on the marketplace.
Right. Actually, for Alaska Native people, it's great. There's a lot of special provisions for Alaska Native people. It's basically another way for the federal government to assist paying for Indian health care, which is the promise to all Native people. So if people have questions about that, please have them call. And I'd just like to, if we have a few moments, mm-hmm. talk a little bit about there's two insurance companies in Alaska that are part of the marketplace, MODA and Premier Blue Cross Blue Shield. So MODA is generally cheaper, and there's a couple of choices when people go in there that is sort of confusing. So either you have to pick which hospital is going to be a network for you if you go to Anchorage, either Alaska Regional, which is called Select, or Providence, which is Providence Hospital. So those are the differences between the MODA plans. And they also have a national network, the Beach Street Network, which is across the nation that people can go to. Like Sick Community Hospital is part of the Beach Street Network, so MODA is in-network. Premier Blue Cross Blue Shield has a couple of different plans called Select and Plus. Select means you can go to in-network or out-of-network doctor, and you pay in-network, which is cheaper. But you have to have an in-network hospital. Plus means you have to be in-network,
right?
Hospital. And all these are really confusing. Insurance is a confusing language. And so that's why I really encourage people to come to the presentation to really understand the language of insurance so that you can make the best choice for yourself and your family when it comes to choosing healthcare.
So again, this is happening this Thursday. The presentation is this Thursday noon at UAS.
That's right.
And then folks can also go to UAS to enroll if they don't have access to a computer or would just like some support. And when is that happening?
That's happening this Saturday from 11 to 1. Now, if you don't feel comfortable on a computer and just completely is not your thing, please feel free to call us up, do an individual appointment with us. We have space available this week, and we'll pack our schedules to get everybody in before December 15th rolls around, which, again, is the start. We'll insure you, insure you January 1st.
Okay, well, what is the number over at Search, you and your partner in crime, for folks to call if they need
help? So the number is 966-8883. That's my number. And Allison is 966-8662.
Okay. Well, thank you, Andrea, so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you, Melissa.
We've been speaking with Andrea Thomas, Outreach and Enrollment Manager for Search. Affordable Care Act open enrollment is happening. There's a presentation Thursday at noon at UAS, and open enrollment at UAS is on the 13th, 11 a.m. to 1 p.m.